Hello, my name is Roger, and today we're conducting an opinion research for National Opinion Research. Today, I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you help us answering us a few questions?
I'll try for a few minutes. I'm driving the car right now, but I'll give it a few minutes.
Thank you. And I would like to know, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet such as radio, print, television, or internet?
No.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
Well, voting for president, I'd say it's probably a good 70%, 80% chance I'll vote. Congress, I'd say it's quite probable, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And may I know your age?
68.
Thank you. And may I know what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And can you rate the motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices from a scale from 0 to 10?
I mean, how motivated am I to vote?
Yes.
Try about an 8.
Thank you. And I would like to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The first one is Donald Trump as former president.
My feelings are too mixed to say. I guess I'd have to say approve, but it's with hesitation.
Okay, thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
No opinion.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Again, I'd have to say no opinion.
Thank you. And Joe Biden as current president of the United States?
Qualified approve, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. And I would like to do the same list, read you a list of public figures and institutions. And after I read each one, please tell me if you have an unfavorable opinion or unfavorable impression of them.
Okay.
The first one is Joe Biden.
It's difficult because it's pretty. My opinion is pretty mixed. Some things I really disapprove of, and some things I'm happy with.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess I'll go. Yeah.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
It's really pretty much the same. Some things I like. Some things I really dislike.
What about Republicans in Congress as a whole?
Let's say approve.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what about First Energy?
First Energy?
Yes.
You mean the electric company?
Yes, that one.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. What about Derek Merrin?
What is that again?
Derek Merrin.
No opinion.
Thank you. And what about Democrats in the Congress as a whole as well?
Let's say disapprove, mildly.
Okay, thank you. And what about Marcy Kaptur?
No opinion.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat Party?
Republican.
Thank you. Lean or definitely?
Lean.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate that you may have in mind?
I think I'd vote for Trump.
Lean or definitely?
Lean.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Probably the Republican.
Definitely.
That'd be a lean.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I live in Wood County, so I'm actually not in Marcy Kaptur's district.
Okay, if you don't have an opinion, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm not in Marcy's district anymore. I live in Perrysburg, in Wood County.
I understand. Thank you very much. And if you live in that county, is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
I'd say there's a chance.
Thank you very much. And is there a chance you might consider voting Republican Derek Merritt, or you will say there's no chance you will consider voting for him?
There's a chance.
Okay, thank you very much. And I would like to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Some people say that she's a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and opening borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants to America. It is time to a change. Does this statement make you less likely to vote for Marcy Kaptur somewhat, or it doesn't make a difference for you?
No, it doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. And I would like to do the same thing. I would like to read you some statements some people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, do the same. Please tell me if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat, or it doesn't make a difference for you. This is the first one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. This statement makes you much less likely to vote, somewhat, or doesn't make a difference? Thank you. This is the second one. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What about this one? It makes you much less likely, somewhat, or doesn't make a difference?
Could you read it again?
Yes. As landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save more money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Yeah, okay. My phone is arriving in my car and the phone isn't that great, but the first part of the statement was you wrote a bill about, could X-ray lead in pipes, right? Or in rental properties? Yes. Okay. I guess that may be less likely to vote for him.
Okay, thank you. What about that nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers? But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. What about on this one? Much less likely, somewhat, no different, or make you likely to vote for it?
Less likely, somewhat.
Thank you. And after taking money from First Energy, the electricity company, the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Merrin's corruption. What about on this one? Make you less likely, much less likely, or doesn't make a difference?
Doesn't make a difference. I'm not aware of any criminal activity. I mean, that's it. I'm just not aware of it.
Okay, thank you, Bram. Okay, thank you. And in the state legislature, Derek Merrin saw extravagant upgrade to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. What about with this statement?
Off the top of my head, no difference. I mean, if he had ridiculous office, he would do that.
Okay, this is the last statement. Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merrin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. What about with this statement?
That's a good one. I'm adamantly pro-life, but you can't disallow pregnancies. They have to be taken care of. I'm not pronouncing that right, but I know what you're talking about. Tubal pregnancies. So I guess that makes me, I don't know. I'm gonna say no difference. I don't like the bill, but I mean, at least
I understand. Thank you very much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or will you still vote for him?
The statements that you read to me, where did they come from?
These are like a common says. This is not something like official. This is like what the people say.
The common statements are being made.
It's the common statement. It's like when somebody tells you people are saying.
I'm going to say I don't know. Undecided.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And I know that sometimes over the course of a story, people change their minds, so I'll ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Merce Kaptur? I know that you already told me. However, I would like to mention it once again.
Uncertain at this point, I guess.
Excuse me? Can you tell me once again?
I say I'm uncertain at this point.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
Some of the things that you read me were bills seem to lack compassion for people.
Okay. Thank you. And this is questions, just general background questions to finish the survey. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a 4-year college bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And regardless on how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'd have to say Republican, but
Would you say not too strong Republican?
I probably would have to say Republican. I'm more of an independent Republican. I could vote Democrat if I thought that they were aligned with my values. So I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool Republican by any means at all, but usually I end up voting Republican.
Okay, thank you very much. And how important is politics to your personal identity?
Personally, medium important, at least. I'd say fairly important. There are some things in politics I don't care about at all, but some things I care about pretty firmly.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the 2020 election for president, and did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? And the last one.
Yeah, I voted for Trump.
Thank you very much. And these were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good day.
Have a good day as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.